Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
What is the difference, if any, in the meaning of the terms fornication and adultery? Webster, in the dictionary that usually we would turn to whenever I was a young boy, gives various definitions. For fornication, we find that Webster defines fornication as illicit sexual intercourse on the part of an unmarried person. When it comes to adultery, they define it as voluntary sexual intercourse by a married man with someone other than his wife, and he goes on to define that it would be the same voluntary intercourse with a married woman other than the husband. When we go to the original Greek language, fornication is from the Greek word porneia. And I have gone to various sources to try and gather what the meaning is. Arden and Gingrich is a Greek dictionary. And from this Greek dictionary, we find the definition, every kind of unlawful sexual intercourse. Another that is most popular, as well as pretty much trustworthy whenever it comes to definitions from the Greek language into the English language, is Thayer's. And Thayer's defines illicit sexual intercourse in general. Now, what does that mean? That covers not only a sexual relationship between a man and a woman, but that would also cover that same type of relationship with same-sex couples. It would cover bestiality, anything within that major context. So not only do we have an explanation in regard to what it means from the Greek language, but we see that it actually goes further than what is defined in Webster. So while Webster offers a good definition, it does not cover all of the basis in regard to what God actually means from that word porneia. However, when we look at adultery from the original language there, I believe that Webster has properly given the definition there, is that it would deal with a man who is married to a woman and he engages in a sexual relationship that certainly would not be authorized, and vice versa, or in the same token, it would deal with the same for the woman who is married and then she is involved in a relationship sexually that she cannot be involved in.